This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
St. Louis, Joe Zagacki with you alongside Hurricanes assistant coach C.Y. Young. Miami wins 80-66. I like you in hurricane colors.
I tell you what, it felt good to represent the 305 and the U tonight. And so happy for Jay Lucas and the staff and these kids. I mean, think about what we've done in year one when nobody's respected us. And it's one thing to be not to be respected, but it's a whole nother level when you're disrespected. And I think we got a group of men that love each other, have an unbelievable culture. And to be honest with you, we're a little pissed off that we're consistently disrespected. So we were a 7 seed. They sent us on the road to St. Louis.
Home game
for them. To play another road game. Yep. But I don't get emotional. I read the data. If you read the data, we've won 8 road games. This is our 9th road game. So some would say, but the data says, that we play better on the road than we do at home. So that's a good thing because the remainder of the NCAA tournament, you're going to be on the road. So excited for Coach Lucas and the staff. Coach Moran and Pastrana and Springman did a phenomenal job. Riley, I mean, the whole crew did a phenomenal job. And the kids, they weathered a lot of storms. It was a lot of black and gold in here tonight, and our kids could have easily folded. But testimony to Coach Lucas and his staff, our culture is very, very strong.
Well, it was tested. It was 54-54. That's when the storm hit. Mm-hmm. 7 minutes to go in the game. They tie the game. They took the lead briefly, 54-54. You scored 26 points after that, got the upper hand in this. What happened in the final 7 minutes?
Well, I'm really proud of Trey Donaldson and Malik Renew because the first half did not go well for either one of them. And they kind of rallied in the second half, and we calmed them down. Coach Lucas calmed them down and said, hey, you guys have been first-team all-ACC performers all year. In the second half, consistent behavior is going to prevail, and sure enough, Malik shakes out of his funk and Trey shakes out of his funk, and they both closed the game for us. And really happy for them, guys who have been through a lot in their four-year career, for us to be on the verge of making a run and those guys leading the way.
Can you hold on 1 second? We just want to hear your coach, what he has to say real fast. We have your coach talking.
It was one. Missouri is so well coached. Just with how they attack, the way they're built, the physicality they play with. You know, Mark Mitchell and everything he's done for them this year, he was a big part of our game plan and trying to slow him down. You know, we knew he led them in points, rebounds, and assists, so we just tried to make it hard. We kind of switched our matched up, which we put Ernest on him, tried to give him a different look early. But for us, you know, what I'm most proud of is we talked about the glass and our identity showing 46 rebounds, 16 offensive rebounds, 19 second chance points, getting to the line 30 times, and then we took care of the ball in the second half, and that's why we were able to generate the separation we did. And then these three up here with me, in each part of the game, they showed why they have gotten us here, to be honest with you. Malik being able to close, Trey with his big shots, Shelton in the first half kind of carrying us offensively. But it was a team effort. I'm just really proud of them.
Start right here in front.
All right, we'll get back to Coach Lucas momentarily. We are visiting with C.Y. Young. You heard your head coach. You talked about Malik and Trey. Trey's five threes were a season high for him. Malik, I thought this was an observation. Maybe I'm crazy. He was, I think it was 2 for 11, 2 for his first 12.
2 for 10.
2 for 10, mm-hmm. Kind of struggling. Some of them were point-blank range. But then in the second half, it seemed like he figured out the physicality of it. He started calling for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was calling for it or not down there on that end, but in this end, his confidence was growing so much he was almost demanding the ball.
He was very demonstrative. You know, both of those guys, when they see one go in, they're dangerous.
Hmm.
So Trey got one to go down early, and then Ernest and then Malik knocked down a three. And once he did that, it was going downhill. He's one of the most talented offensive players in the country. He's been that consistently. For him to be 2 for 10 in the first half, it shocked us. But credit Missouri, they're really, really tall. They're really, really physical. They're really well coached. And Missouri kind of caused the toughness for Trey and caused the toughness from Malik inside. So I think Phillips in the first half had two blocks, but he forced three travels,
yeah.
And he probably altered another five shots. I mean, he was really, really making a difference in the game.
Unless you put somebody on stilts in practice, that's hard to simulate.
Hard to simulate. And you know, he most guys are tall and thin. You know, he's tall and he has girth. Like, he's very, very tall and he's very strong. You know, a couple times Malik was going in there hitting him chest to chest, and Malik was losing the battle. So, you know, thank God that he knocked one down. He got his confidence, like you're saying, in the second half. And I think in the second half, they really struggled with Malik.
See why I'm going to get to Shelton in a moment, but I follow the data as well. Missouri's 20-2 when they score 73. Mm-hmm. 0-10 when they go below that. You hold teams to 71. You held them to 66.
Mm-hmm.
What was it about your defense tonight that stymied them in particular? Really struggled. Mitchell really struggled.
Coach Lucas and the staff did a great job of creating a game plan that was curtailed for Missouri. We did a great job of shrinking the gaps, shrinking the floor, trying to crowd Mitchell, identifying who were hot closeouts, who were cold closeouts, and that determined who went and got the ball and kind of made Mitchell have to think. I thought just us understanding that, then the combination of zones in between, I think it made them really have to think and passive. Mitchell had four turnovers early because of the crowd and the way we shrunk the gaps and shrunk the court. And he just struggled because of that. But I tell you this, that young man has really worked on his game. I'm really proud of him. I was a part of recruiting him, and it's kind of was weird for me tonight. A lot of those guys over there were my babies, and it's tough. I was proud of the way he shot the ball. I wasn't happy about it, but I couldn't believe the way he was making free throws, and he's making threes. I mean,
he made three threes down the stretch. You spent a lot of time with Dennis Gates. A
lot of time. Recruited him.
You guys like brothers.
Yeah, we were at Florida State for a long time. I actually recruited Gates and had him committed to Northeastern University in 1999, and he waited late, and then he went to Cal. And then when he got into coaching, he and I wound up being at Florida State and making a lot of magic together. And then I was his associate head coach for the last 3 years. So that's family over there. It was tough. The NCAA committee, they definitely have a sense of humor.
Well, especially when it comes to Miami.
Yeah, they know who is who. It wasn't an accident that, you know, they like the storyline, the drama. And then you got the other storyline where Ant Robinson and Trey Donaldson, they won a state championship in high school. My son was on the team with them, and they won a state title. And, you know, Trey Donaldson and Ant Robinson used to be at my house when they were fourth graders, you know, just eating hot dogs and corn dogs. And so that was weird seeing Trey and Ant go at it. So it was a lot of storylines. And then you got Coach Lucas, who, you know, coached Mark Mitchell at Duke. So they definitely wanted the storyline and the drama, and they sent us up here. A seven seed coming to St. Louis, I don't necessarily agree with it, but it worked to our advantage because we're a really, really, really good road team. Again, eight wins is hard to do. Some people don't have eight road wins in eight seasons, mm-hmm. you know. So excited about the win tonight, proud. We're going to put this one behind us. We're going right to the hotel and jump on Purdue. We got to come up with a heck of a game plan for Purdue. And I think our guys are not ready to go home. I saw it in their eyes tonight. I saw it in the locker room. I think we're poised to try to make a run at this thing.
All right, congratulations. Great win. Thanks for coming out here on the postgame show.
Man, enjoyed it.
Carroll City's happy tonight. C.Y. Young, the pride of Carroll City. 27th Avenue, yep. You got it. All right, thank you very much. Hurricanes win. C.Y. Young, assistant coach, joining us. And we will we're still on the podium? All right, we'll go back to the podium.
Thomas Dunn, Bracketeer.org. For Jay, there's always talk about players adjusting to the stage of March Madness, but what, if anything, did you learn about yourself as you navigated your first March Madness game as head coach?
Great question. You know, it was exciting. You still get the same feeling as if when I remember when I played in March Madness. You know, you get that same type of feeling, that excitement, that joy, that is like an anxious excitement. You get the same feeling, so it was great. Like, you know, it was a neutral, but it really was a road game. So it made it even more exciting. You know, it's something that we've thrived in all year. So it was great.
Left-hand side.
Joey Van Zummeren from OnSI. Coach, can you just talk about with Shelton and Dante, just the trust you had in them to be able to go out there in a situation like this and what you thought of their performance tonight?
You know, for me, along with these, with Trey, Ernest, True, you know, Malik, Dante and Sheldon are really my first freshman recruits. And so they're kind of the foundation of the program along with these guys, unless, you know, they go somewhere. But they were the ones I identified early, and I had the utmost trust in them. And that's why they play those amount of minutes. You know, Sheldon's somebody I've known for a while. We went to the same high school. We trained in the same gym I did. So I've seen him grow up. I always like to say I recruited Dante second-handedly when I was at another school recruiting some of his teammates. I saw Dante play a lot, and I said if I ever got a job that would value what Dante Allen did, I would take him with me. And I just had the opportunity to get this one. But their makeup, the way they're built, the winning characteristics, their pedigree, it gives me nothing but trust in them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,